Well, it is time for Valley Talk, as we're going to be talking with the West Polk Soil and Water Conservation District. We have Morgan Torkelson and also Craig LaPlante joining us. And good morning, gentlemen. And how are you?
Good morning. Good.
Thanks
good.
For having us on.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in. And, well, first, maybe tell us a little about, for those I think we've all heard, West Polk Soil and Water Conservation District, but what exactly does the West it's a mouthful, isn't it? But the West Polk Soil and Water Conservation District, what exactly does
we
it do?
We do a lot of work with private landowners who want to, you know, do what they can on their own land to conserve water quality, soil quality for, you know, farming productivity, wildlife habitat, all those sorts of things. And the main thing I'm gearing up for now is the wheels are about to hit the tarmac on the tree program. Mm-hmm. All the planning, the sales, the dealing with the nurseries and everything is about to come to a head and turn into another, I guess, bout of craziness with the tree sale that's coming up. So our pickup days, if you've ordered trees, are going to be Saturday, April 27th, and that's going to be 8 a.m. to noon. And then the next pickup day is going to be the following Monday, the 29th, and that's going to be from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. So if you've ordered trees and you're waiting to pick them up, you might have gotten a postcard with a reminder, but in case you haven't, those are the days to stop by our tree shed just across the street from the Irishman Shanty to pick up your orders. We do still have some trees left. You know, there's always some that get, you know, order too many of them. There's still some available, and if it's something that I don't personally have in my stock, I can get more of those from the nurseries too. So it's not too late. If you still want to order, there's time. And if you're interested in ordering those or seeing what we have left, it's always best to call our office at 218-281-6070 to check on the availability, because that's changing day by day right now. And after those pickup days, I'm going to be in the field doing all the machine plantings that I have scheduled. But that doesn't mean I'm out of touch yet. If you have questions about taking care of your trees, if you need help with spacing, anything, any help you need to get those in the ground the best way with the least work and least you know, future encumberment, my cell phone is the best way to get in touch with me. And that number is 309-299-1993.
All right, and you talked about spacing as well, and that's for each tree, that's different too, isn't it?
Yep, for, you know, different shrubs have different growth requirements, different, you know, final forms that you're planning for when you, you know, you put them in the ground at that initial spacing, so that's important. In addition to that, row spacing, mm-hmm. you know, between the rows you're putting in, if it's more than one, accommodating space for the plants you're putting in with respect to existing tree rows, that sort of thing. So if you have any questions about that kind of stuff, if you haven't thought about it yet, I can help you through that pretty quickly.
Who is maybe the largest order of trees? Is it farmers? Is it just residents? Or is it a combination of both?
It's across the board, it's about even, I think, but the biggest single orders tend to be farmers. You know, when you're putting in wildlife habitat or a field windbreak, that's just going to take a lot of trees. You know, big farmsteads around grain bins and machinery sheds and everything takes a lot of protection, and that's where a lot of the trees go that we sell.
What is the best tree for protection? Is there one?
The one that grows, and that's on a site-by-site basis. You know, we have varying soils around here, different topography, water, all that kind of stuff, and that just, again, that starts with a conversation with me. At our office, 218-281-6070. I can do what I can, use the tools at my disposal to help you pick the best trees that'll work for you, live the longest with the least inputs.
And that's what might work for somebody on the north end compared to the south. It could be completely different
tree. Exactly right. Yep, I deal with that a lot.
So, and what is the biggest challenge when you're trying to plant these trees?
Mitigating stress. It always comes, I mean, that's what an arborist does. We used to be called tree surgeons, tree pruners, tree hacks, some people call us, but the main thing we do is stress mitigation. The more you can do to ease that stress on the tree, whether it be drought stress, flooding, and that comes down to species selection right off the bat. There are some trees that are designed to deal with some things better than others. Starting on that right foot is the best way to have a long life for your tree.
Okay. That's why you see some trees that maybe have been planted that just don't grow or just never really take off, and that's could be stress, could be the soil or the clay or whatever's in the ground as well.
Yep, all those factors add up to stress, and that's what you see. You know, when you see trees that just are struggling perpetually from day one, that a lot of times is just the wrong tree for the wrong spot. And, you know, conversation can save a person a lot of time in that road.
And you said you still have some trees available.
Mm-hmm.
Or if and if you don't have them, you can see if somebody else does and try to get them.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
And what number do they call again for that?
218-281-6070 is our office number, where I'm going to be for the next week. After that, I'm going to be in the field almost nonstop, and the cell phone is the way to go. And that's 309-299-1993 if you have questions about planting the trees that you've already bought.
Okay. And the tree pickup days again are?
Saturday, April 27th from 8 a.m. to noon, and then the following Monday, April 29th, and that'll be in the evening from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, and that's right across from the Irishman Shanty there.
Yep, it's the white Quonset hut with the red doors.
Okay. Anything else to add about the tree program?
Not a whole lot. I think that's pretty much covering it. Looking forward to summer, though. It's got a lot of irons in the fire right now, but the next big thing on the radar is we have a big soil health tour that I was approached about with one of our other SWCDs to the south. And they lined up a guest speaker, Ray Archuleta, who's a world-renowned soil health scientist and now speaker. So he travels everywhere and helps educate people on the benefits of soil health and how to get people, you know, on the right track, implementing it on their farm. So he's going to be here on Tuesday, July 9th, for an all-day event just outside of Crookston here on a local farmer's property. Like I said, he's going to be the keynote speaker. He's going to be doing soil health demonstrations, lots of information there, lots of people to talk to bounce ideas off of. One of the most important things here, and this is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's also practically important, is there's going to be a free lunch from Erickson Smokehouse there. And the reason I say that's practical information is because a lot of the beef they sell is grass-finished beef, local beef, and that ties into soil health greatly.
Sure.
So that's another thing we want to talk about here. In addition to all that, we're going to have panel discussions with West Polk farmers who are working on the things that, you know, Ray's going to be talking about in his, you know, over the whole day. Different farmers, guys with cattle, guys that contract graze cattle, guys that grow mostly commodities, sugar beets. We kind of have the gamut covered, but all these folks have been putting time in investment into working on these things, getting it off the ground on their farm. So reduced tillage, cover crops, integrating cattle. And these folks that have put the time in and they're seeing the benefit of it. So they're more than willing to talk about it. Answer questions from the audience. And the important thing is here, they're working on this stuff in the Red River Valley. So a lot of times we hear about this stuff in other parts of the country where they might have a more favorable growing season, longer windows at the end of the year to get cover crops growing. Sometimes guys scoff about that because, you know, it's easy to say that doesn't work up here with our short windows. But the fact is these guys have been putting the time in and making it work, and they're willing to talk to people and answer questions about that. And we're lucky enough here today to have one of the farmers that are going to be on the panel. His name is Craig LaPlante, and it's his farm where we're going to be having the event, just a couple miles west of Crookston. And we're going to have promotional materials coming out in the coming weeks that'll fill you in on everything, the dates, the agenda, the location, and everything. So that'll have a map to Craig's place on it so you know exactly where to show up for the event.
Okay. And Craig joins us here, and Craig, maybe tell us more about this.
Well, the tour covers the north end of the valley from Hallock all the way down to Canby, Minnesota. Okay. And so there are full one-day events at each location, and we're going to have five locations that are going to go on. So it, along with the presentation, classroom-style presentation to a certain degree, there will be the field demonstrations that like what I've been implementing on my farm of using extensive cover crops, reduced tillage, no tillage, using seed instead of iron to manipulate soils, dry soils out, make proper seeding beds, restrict nitrogen use, chemical control, reduction of chemistries, and bringing these soils back to life. Because under these intensive farming operations that we're doing, we've changed our soil structures and we've changed our soil biome greatly. And so we're heavily bacterial, we're not fungal, and those relate to soil pH is becoming a problem, soil salinity becoming a problem, wind erosion. And we've all seen the bad wind erosion all winter, and especially this spring. Then we get into rainfall situations, and we got overland flash flooding because we have very poor water infiltration in these soils due to our tillage practices that we've done for the last 60, 70 years. And when we start integrating these cover crop systems in the no-till and the strip-till and changing these practices, we start to rehab those soils. And that's what Ray is going to be presenting, is with his experience traveling the United States and the world doing these presentations with his tools. He'll show that we can heal these soils and we can maintain profitability and actually increase profitability by having reduction in these costs.
And this is really something that has been coming on strong over the past few years. I keep hearing more and more about it, especially when we carry the Red River Farm Network. We hear a lot about that there, too. But this is important.
It is important. There's a series of videos that have come out where guys like Ray Archuleta and Gabe Brown and David Brandt and Rick Clark, and these are names some people know, but they should really become household names. Mm-hmm. And there's a series of movies that have been produced, and one is called Kiss the Ground. There's another one that's coming across the whole United States, and it's called Common Ground. And now they're working on a third series in there, and it's also done with a lot of very high-named Hollywood actors and actresses that are participating in these movements. Mm-hmm. And right now the movements are concentrated heavily out on the East Coast and the West Coast, where the population base is at, to help educate what's going on in our farming situations and how the farmers are trying to improve their operations, that we're not working against people. We're trying to advance it before we're becoming government regulated, you know.
And that's the big thing. There's nobody that cares more about their land than the farmers.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Ranchers. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the beginning of all life for everybody, you know. And if we don't protect these soils, we'll become like lost civilizations in the ancient times.
Yeah, that's we don't want to talk about that.
No.
I don't think many of us would do well if that happened.
No.
What else should people know?
Well, at this show, we've got a lot of demonstration people that are coming with their equipment products. So we're bringing in some of the higher tech stuff. So we're bringing in some of the robotic systems that American Crystal is going to start using down around Moorhead, where they're autonomous robots for weeding. And they're going to be working on about 500 acres of sugar beets down there with 50 machines as a demonstration. And this is a company that's based out in Idaho that's come to the Red River Valley as their strong point. Okay. And so they're going to focus and grow in Fargo and then go out from there. Then we've got the large drones that are 6-7 feet in diameter that are capable of seeding cover crops, that are capable of spraying fields, target spraying, imagery, a lot of different options they can do. Then there's a company that's coming in with an AI-integrated rock-picking system that mounts on a skid steer, so that we can go in and precision pick a field. And it'll give a time frame on how long it'll take to do that as well. So now we can take those rocks, we precision pick a field, we can segregate them in size so we can use them for landscaping purposes, riprap, whatever type of things. So we can make that a very efficient, low-cost operation for a farm. But now those rocks can be actually turning an income back to the farm instead of just being a nuisance to the farm. There's cover crop seed companies. There's the other equipment companies that are bringing in planting equipment that's designed to plant through heavy residues, growing cover crops that can penetrate those soils, penetrate that crop so that we don't have to be tilling these fields anymore. There's a company called the Soil and Water Outcome Fund that's coming in. They are a company that designs payments for farms that are based from food companies like Hershey's and Nestle's and Pepsi-Cola and Walmart. And the list just keeps growing. I think John Deere just joined in here just recently. And this is a 10-year payment practice, but it's one-year contracts to the farms. And so it's not restrictive to the farms, but there's an opportunity to help you upgrade your equipment by enrolling in these programs that are non-restrictive.
Wow.
To help you move along in this journey, because it is a journey. It does take time to implement these practices so that it isn't, and it doesn't have to become scary either. There's enough people that are doing it that they can come to each other's farms and start learning about this and grow from some of that experience.
Well, a lot of exciting stuff.
It is. Yeah. It's really encouraging. When you start getting into it, it becomes a classroom in itself, and it becomes fun. Yeah. You know, I've done some very extensive soil sampling, and I've DNA'd my fields. I've done a lot of tests that people don't even know about that helps me manage my farm, because now I can see what my fertility needs to be in the future, and I can see what I've got for disease cycles that you wouldn't know otherwise. And we can use these tools for basing land rents, land purchases, other alternative uses, for managing parks, for golf courses. These are all different tools that have been designed in about the last 5 to 6 years because of this regenerative ag conservation movement.
The rock picking alone, that sounds just crazy.
It's really
exciting too.
It is. There's and that leads into the contractors that are able to go out and say, okay, I need aggregate to put into gravel so we can main township roads. Well, now we can go out and say a farm on the mm-hmm. eastern ridge and say, okay, we can pick these size of rocks that work efficiently in our crushing equipment, mm-hmm. so we can blend this into our road gravel and road binder, and we can make gravel to take care of this situation. Mm-hmm. And now the producer can actually make an income off of that versus collecting them, leaving them a pile forever, or burying them for another expense, or trying to squish them in the ground so they become a problem the next year.
I think everybody knows the leaving them forever. We've driven Highway 2 before, yep. and seen those piles, and yep. I've always wondered why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is the type of technology that we're finding to bring in to the show. Yeah. So it's not what you'd see down at Big Iron. Mm-hmm. It's more specialized. Sure. And so it's the next level up in a very concentrated format.
And you don't have to travel very far at all to see
it. No, you just got to go 4 miles west to Crookston and a mile north.
It's as easy as that. And this is going to be when again?
It'll be July 9th at my place.
Okay.
And then, but it'll run the week of July 8th through July 12th. For the whole Red River Valley tour.
Okay.
So.
And if people want to visit all of them, they could.
Absolutely.
I would assume, yeah.
Absolutely. I'd encourage them, because yeah. you're going to go from different farming areas to different farming practices mm-hmm. up and down the whole valley. Mm-hmm. And that's what's impressive, because there is a lot of diversity in the length of the Red River Valley yeah. that people really don't understand how diverse it actually is.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of diversity even from one side of the county to the other.
Yes, Polk County is a very wide county, so there's tremendous diversity.
Anything else to add?
I would just encourage people to look up Ray Archuleta and YouTube him. He's got a lot of fantastic videos. If you want to learn about what some of this show is going to be about, look up Gabe Brown and some of these other guys that are in these regenerative processes and learn about what's going on there. But see your NRCS offices and your SWCD offices. They're gaining a tremendous amount of information that the producers can use in this area that are going to be very beneficial to us and beneficial to our community.
Are we seeing the biggest jumps and advances maybe over the past 5 years than we've ever have before?
Yeah, and a lot of that is due to the change in the equipment that we've gotten now. The specialized seeding equipment with the different technology that we've got in the cab, and we can, the planters are able to anticipate as they're planting. The planting equipment can anticipate the ground ahead of it. So to incorporate these cover crops in these different systems, in these moisture systems, the equipment is getting to be smart equipment, and so it takes some specialized training to be able to operate that equipment, but it's all for the benefit of everybody.
I've heard a few people I've talked to said, how is the seeding going? Well, we got new equipment, so the first day was a little bit of an adventure, but after that it settled in. So
yep,
just
absolutely.
Getting used to it. So
yeah, but yeah, do the research on these regenerative ag movements, but look up, like I say, look up the movie Kiss the Ground, and then look up the movie Common Ground. And it's touring the United States right now, so hopefully it'll come into our area about July, so it'll be a perfect preview for what we're doing for this show.
There we go. So again, that'll be on Tuesday, July 9th at your farm, Craig LaPlante's farm.
Yep.
We'll have more on that as it gets closer to remind people, but also Tree Pickup Day. And right. Morgan, that is again Saturday.
Saturday, April 27th. Yep. 8 a.m. to noon, and then the following Monday, April 29th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
All right. And we thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. And they say you have to learn something new every day. And I think a lot of our listeners, myself included, did that. So thank you, and thanks for stopping by.
Excellent. Thank you.
That's our goal. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, that is Craig LaPlante and also Morgan Torkelson. And we thank them for stopping by here on our Valley Talk program for today. Coming up next week, we will have Cassie Rudy and Lindsay Erdman from the Benedictine Living Community talking about their adult prom fundraiser that they're going to be holding. We'll talk with Deb Keel on Tuesday, Corky Reynolds, the city administrator of Crookston, on Wednesday. Then we'll talk EMS Week on the 25th, and on Friday we'll talk with the new City of Crookston Marketing Coordinator. That's all coming up next week on the Valley Talk program. We'll now join up with our world and national news from the Associated Press.